Hey guys, Jimmy Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently, and the way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that, but what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse and let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo. PXG. Grip it and wear it.
Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I love Babbel. I feel like I'm a guy. I like playing games. I'm a game guy. So I like that you can play little language games, and it makes learning fun, and that's what I need because I'm a monkey. So studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/pardo. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pardo, babbel.com/PARDO. Rules and restrictions apply.
Please don't take this personnel. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 54:51 is the time, in case anybody's curious that what we're doing on the time.
Okay.
Meant to say 34E is what I meant to say. I meant to say the episode number. Instead, as I went to speak, I looked at the clock and then decided to announce how much time has passed. Those that are live streaming, well, I welcome you back. Thanks for sticking around. Those that are listening to us on the download, we enjoy you and your company as well. Hal Rudnick has joined us. Now, Hal has become a regular on Pop Cultured, the game show that I do over there at the UCB Theater now on a monthly basis. I think the next one's on April the 13th. Hal has never played the game. He comes in, he does characters. And always too long. Told to keep it tight, not in Hal's world.
I ignore the light. I see a light, I drive through it like red lights on the street, which I drive through regularly.
Well, first of all, safety first on that if you're ever in Culver City, because they've got those cameras, and you could try to fight it, and you're going to lose.
I've obscured my plates.
Very nice.
Hal is a very brilliant improviser, and we're grateful to have him be part of Pop Culture, all ball busting aside. And then also you host a show with a friend of our show, Sid Heller, right? You and Sid host a television program called
Fail Center.
Fail Center. Where do we find this?
You can find Fail Center. It's one of the most difficult shows to find. You can find it on Always Funny Video's Roku channel or on Pluto TV. And it's basically Sports Center using the vast fail library from America's Funniest Videos. And America's Funniest Videos, AFV, same initials as Always Funny Videos.
Same company, Vin DeBona?
Vin Linda Bona, you got it.
Who runs that show? Is that Jeff Tully over there?
Oh, Jeff Tully was over there, but he's left. He got new opportunities, but he brought me in. I worked with Jeff Tully years ago at Fox Sports and Fuel TV. Mm-hmm. On we like to call it the funniest show that no one knew about, called The Daily Habit, with some friends of your show, Chris Fairbanks, Jordan Morris, a bunch of funny people.
Mm-hmm. I believe I was a guest on there a couple of times, right? They would have, who was I a guest on a couple of times?
Yeah,
no, who cares?
The host was a fellow named Pat Parnell, who does a lot of action sports stuff. And
there was a woman who would be on a regular basis.
Oh, Allison Becker was pretty
not
regular.
The name I'm thinking of. I can't pull the woman's name. She also did stuff on VH1. Help me with this woman's name. Oh my God.
The VJ Kennedy.
No, it's not Kennedy.
No.
It's not Kennedy. I was at Kennedy's house a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we both had game shows on GSN, Kennedy would have pool parties.
Oh, wow.
And because I was a part of the GSN family, I got to go over there. That was before she went completely whack job right wing.
Sure.
She was right wing. She was conservative, but conservative and liberal were different at one point. Different than what they are today.
Yeah, a little more aisle crossing.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe you disagree on policy, but you weren't an asshole.
Yeah. But is it true what they said about those game show network parties?
Yeah. What'd you hear?
Oh.
Because I can confirm or deny them. What were you hearing, Al?
Slip and slides of lube.
Yep. 100%. And you've never seen it until you've seen Woolery go down.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Woolery was Woolery was the best slip and slider.
Chuck Woolery would walk in the party and instantly nude.
Instantly, couldn't wait to get his pants off,
mm-hmm.
right? And then
mm-hmm.
he would show you his 2 and 2.
Hey.
2 inches, 2 inches, 2.2 inches of cock. Chuck Woolery, by the way, as a reminder, also a crazy right wing
mm-hmm.
nut job.
Mm-hmm.
They've all gone nuts.
Too many people in America are that now. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a disease that spread.
Country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, thank you. That's Hal Rudnick and his sunny outlook on the world.
Yeah.
Specifically our country. Hal, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Jersey, about 45 minutes outside of New York City.
Okay.
And kind of had the best of both worlds, a little suburb. And then my dad would take us in for Broadway shows and ball games and all that good stuff.
And now you, let's address those in order.
Mm-hmm.
You would go in to see, you say your dad, was it a single parent household?
Oh, no. I grew up in a two-parent household. Mm-hmm. My parents stayed married until basically when I graduated from high school. So I got to see what it's like to have two people scream at each other for 18 years.
And then they stayed together for the kids.
Yes.
The second you guys are out of the house going away, they scrammed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm actually hard transition, but I'm working on a solo show about my father since I brought him up. He was a Marine, a concert producer, a compulsive gambler who lost millions of dollars, and a thief.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a story I'm excited to tell. When I say he lost millions of dollars, I like to say that he lost what would have been my inheritance because his father was wealthy. I had a wealthy grandpa.
Oh.
He lost it all helping to keep the lights on in Atlantic City. That's code for he played blackjack and gave it all to Bally's Hotel Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So since he lost my inheritance, all he left me were the stories and doggone it, I'm going to tell them.
Attaboy. And I like using a Southern accent for him.
Thank you.
A side tangent then based on what you said.
Yeah.
When you say concert promoter.
Yes.
Rock and roll shows?
No, I wish.
What was he promoting?
He forced this music on me, which I appreciate a little more now, but he had a series called 40s in the 80s, where he took stars from the 40s and 50s and brought them back to sing in the late 70s, early 80s. So you might know the name Mel Torme.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, the Velvet Fog. Yeah. I remember that when I was a kid, I was pleased because my dad had him in concert and Harry Anderson was a fan of him on Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Mel Torme came up, I was like, oh, yeah, my dad had that guy. And Margaret Whiting, the Duke Ellington Orchestra, all these.
Were the Lennon sisters from that era?
The Andrews sisters.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No, there's also the Lennon sisters.
I'm not sure about the Lennon. I mean, certainly not John Lennon.
No, that's a different, that'd be a rock and roll show.
Yeah, and not the wonderful comedian and human being, Lennon Parnum, who's been a guest on this show.
True. She has been here.
But no, I don't know the Lennon,
right, the Lennon sisters or somebody, right? Or did I make that up, Garen?
They sounds like somebody. Lennon.
That does sound familiar to me.
I swear to God, right? I mean, yeah, obviously.
American vocal group.
American vocal group. Oh, so. Lennon Scissors? Communists.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's right in the name.
55 to the present.
Oh, so 55 to the present. Yeah, they're still out there. It's good to see them.
See,
out.
I'd hear I'm a little more of a fan of the Trotsky Sisters.
fun with names.
Fun with names.
All right, so your dad would do that series, the 40s and the 80s. That,
yes, but he borrowed money from the mafia to help keep it afloat when it tanked after, like, there was one show. He had this huge show planned, and he lost a lot of money because there was a blizzard and for 3 days, and they had to cancel a bunch of shows, borrowed money from the mafia to help keep it open. And it's my dad's dealings with Eddie and Joey. Those are his point people that
Joe.
He had to deal with. Yeah, Eddie and Joey at the part of the Gambino crime family.
Really, really were?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure if it was the Gambinos, but it was these two toughs named Eddie and Joey,
wow,
who were my dad's connections.
And would you see them come? Would they come to the house or
no? But I tell the story where my my dad, they called my dad to come meet with him because he was late on payments. And my dad said to my mom, hey, do you want to go meet with these folks? He basically used my mom as a human shield, okay, to protect him from the mafia. But she was so agreeable and understanding when these two guys said, hey, you're going to have to mortgage your house and we're going to take the money because he owes us. Do you understand? And my mom was like, well, I don't like it, but I understand. And they were like, hey, she's pretty agreeable. And she basically saved my dad's life because it might have gone another way,
wow,
if she wasn't there. Just, you know, one of many postcards in my scrapbook of memories.
Is your dad still with us?
No, he passed away about 11 years ago. And you know, it wasn't all bad. He gave me, like I said, he took me to the Broadway shows and the ball games.
All right, so let's address that. Yeah. So when you say Broadway shows, the Rudnicks go, you get all dressed up.
Are
you seeing musicals? Are you seeing plays? What do you say? All of
the above. Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge, Into the Woods, Damn Yankees. Damn Yankees, I think we saw it with Jerry Lewis playing in one of the roles. I saw Into the Woods with Bernadette Peters. I mean, you don't get much better than that. So, I appreciate all that stuff. You know, he cultured me a little bit, and as well as, giving me some emotional baggage that that I've worked on. True story. When I started going to therapy, I told my dad, and he said, you better not talk about me in there. I'm like, what the fuck else am I going to talk about?
That's where I'm going, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, going to the mechanic and saying, you better not talk about your car.
Yeah. And then now you're going to be doing this solo show. Did you wait until your dad died to think about doing the solo show? Like, you didn't want to do it when he was with us, or?
Yeah, I waited till I felt capable of telling the stories without shame and embarrassment.
Yes.
'Cause for so many years, I was like, I lied to so many friends and girlfriends and people about, oh, what does your dad do? What's your family like? And I didn't want to say, my dad's a fucking maniac who once did a U-turn on the highway. Like, literally drove over the concrete median because he thought he saw my mom driving in the other direction.
Hey, sometimes you find yourself the wallet's missing a couple of bucks. Ooh, did somebody steal it or what's going on over there? It doesn't matter how you're missing the bucks. Money might be a little tight. That's where Earnin comes in, Matt.
Yeah, Earnin.
Earnin's there if you got a last minute gift for a loved one, an unexpected trip to the vet. I've seen a lot of that on social media, by the way. People saying, I had to spend the night at the pet vet.
Yeah.
People like using the phrase pet vet.
Even though vet covers pet. I mean, what are you at the wild animal vet?
Maybe you could be visiting a soldier.
Oh, okay.
I think they like the sound of pet vet. It does sound fun.
It is fun to say. I get it.
But nobody's pointing out that they're at the pet vet for fun. So
that's a good point. Yeah. Why are they being capricious or silly with their very serious issue?
You know, capricious say. now, listen, this is here's the important thing. Earnin is there because the point is you're not at the pet vet at 3 a.m. going, oh, good. I get to spend X amount of money that I don't have. That's where Earnin jumps in.
Yes.
Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 a day, up to $750 per pay period.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little goose if you need it.
Yeah. But you're making the money by going to your job and working every day. They're just saying, hey, we can get you that money a little bit sooner than the paycheck arrives.
That's exactly right. Now, over 3.5 million people are already saying things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. That's what they're saying.
They say it like that?
Yeah.
I would think there'd be a little more excitement. No,
these are people that, you know, when they're giving a testimonial, they're caught off guard. And they're
not comfortable in front of a microphone. These are not professional
these
broadcasters.
Like we are.
Yeah, they sound stilted, but that's real. That's genuine.
Thank you. Matt, again, it gives them peace of mind. hey, download Earning today. That is spelled E-A-R-N-I-N. That's in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Never Not Funny under podcast, please. When you sign up, it'll help the show. Let's them know who sent you there, who directed you there. Once again, put in Never Not Funny under podcast. Subject your available earnings, location, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Earnin.
It's your money. Get it now.
And all right, and you also went to ball games.
Yes.
Making you a, would you be a Yankee fan from that part of the?
So it's a. Long story short, a Minnesota Twins fan.
How did that happen?
My father was a fan of the Washington Senators.
Okay.
And when they moved to Minnesota, he kept his fanatical allegiance to the team. And our family vacations would often be to Minnesota to watch Twins games, or we went up to Toronto just to see the Twins play at the Sky Dome, or Boston to see him at Fenway Park. So, yeah, he gave me just a lot of great experiences as a kid in between the emotional trauma. My mom was a real trooper for putting up with just every trip being sports related.
Yeah. Are you still a Twins fan then to this day?
I am. I play fantasy baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan. And today is opening day,
yes,
which is a holiday in my house. And yeah, I'm a big Twins fan.
Let me ask you a question.
He took me to the 1987 World Series and in Minnesota where the Twins beat the Cardinals 4-3. We watched all four games that were the home games in Minnesota. And one of the formative experiences of my youth, he would always bring up, oh, you started crying when Don Baylor hit the home run to tie the game in game 6. Till this day.
Love it.
Yep.
It's incredible that you got to see.
I know, right?
4 World Series games.
Yeah,
that's. I mean,
well, they're loaded. They're into the mob for all this money.
Oh yeah,
but look, there's a silver lining to it.
By the way, there was an attempted mugging before the game. So my dad would carry around I guess being a gambler, he just always had like a head of lettuce on him. He took out his wallet that had, I kid you not, like $8,000 in cash to buy a program. Like, right. Who the fuck takes out $8,000 in cash?
Mr. Rudnick does.
Yeah, Mr. Rudnick and like Floyd Mayweather. These two guys saw him, and then this one dude was like feigned some sort of episode or a heart attack and draped himself over my dad and grabbed his arm and flung the wallet in the air, trying to throw it to his friend. All the money went everywhere, and the guys got spooked and they ran. And then two European tourists ran after them, caught them. They ended up being let go because we didn't want to fly back to Minnesota for the trial, but it was a crazy happenstance.
Good Lord.
Didn't put a damper on the game, though. He got everything back, and we went in and watched the Twins achieve victory.
4-3 over the Cardinals.
Yes.
87.
There you go.
What is, we talk about this quite often because I'm in 4 fantasy baseball leagues. What is your fantasy baseball team name?
I have 2 names. One is the Hohokus Gibbons.
Okay.
And Hohokus is a little town in near where I grew up in Jersey. And Gibbon is an adorable monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I decided, I'm just going to go with puns for the whole year. So I started off with Why You In A Rush Man, named after Adley Rushman, but then I didn't get him on my team, so I changed someone I have on my team. This is a little off color, but it's because I have this player, Josh Naylor, and the team name is Naylor. I just met her.
Nice. and it's off color for who? The senior citizens are listening to the show?
Very.
I'm blushing right now.
Sir, this is a family program.
Uh,
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.